This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 19th of January 2024. Now on with the show.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day, I noticed a flurry of QSL card designs come across my screen, and it sparked me into action on actually creating such a card for myself. I've previously talked about what I think of the current offerings in terms of validating contacts, but having a QSL card design is step one of confirming a contact. Well, technically step two, since you have to make the contact first. I'm intending to use SVG as the design platform, since it's a text file that describes an image, so I can use my favourite command line tools like grep, sed, cut and awk to replace parts of the file, so I can make a personal card for every contact. But that's a story for another day. Accompanying the rush of new card designs was an intriguing hashtag, #HamChallenge. Looking into this further, I discovered a project by Fabian Delta Juliet 5 Charlie Whiskey with an accompanying website, hamchallenge.org. When you go there, and you should, you'll discover 52 challenges with varying levels of difficulty that you can use as inspiration to do something with your hobby. The usual suspects are there, things like week 42, receive an SSTV image, or week 50, receive an APRS message or beacon. Then there are those like week 38, make a contact on Morse code, and week 19, simulate an antenna. It goes well beyond those essential skills into important stuff, like week 14, implement and describe a backup solution for your ham radio log. And week 24, make a contribution to an open source ham radio software package. Not all challenges require an amateur license either. For example, week 32, listen to a broadcast station from another country, is open to anyone with a sense of wonder. The difficulty level is included in a challenge, so week 17, which VHF or UHF repeater is closest to you, is marked as easy, where week 3, work another continent on 80 metres or 160 metres, is marked as hard. There's also helpful information about a challenge. For example, week 6, take part in a contest, includes a link to the contestcalendar.com website, where you'll find most, if not all, amateur radio contests. Of course, this is your hobby, and it's not up to me to tell you what to do, but I have to say that the items in this list are exciting. They speak to me, and I have to say that I'll be taking inspiration from this list, and I recommend that you do too. Not all of the challenges will be something new to everyone. I've already built an antenna, participated in a contest, worked a 10-meter FM repeater, and several other things on this list. But if I'm going to make a Morse code contact, I'm sure going to have to find some time to actually, you know, learn Morse. I know this will come as music to the ears of several of my amateur friends. There will be challenges that speak to you more than others. Week 21, create a GNU radio flow graph, is right up my alley, but that might not be the case for you. If you feel inspired, week 47 encourages you to submit an idea for the ham challenge next year. So, thank you to Fabian for the efforts and many amateurs who have already contributed to this adventure. What a beauty. I'm off to finish my QSL card. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo, 6 Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course, It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group ParkFest is on Saturday, February 15th at the Mandurah Bowling Club. Make a note in your diary now. Saturday, February 15th, the doors open to the public at 9 a.m. with a mega raffle, door prizes, displays, barista coffee, hot food, guest speakers, and of course, bargains at the swap meet. At around 12 noon, the Parg mega raffle will be drawn with thousands of dollars of great prizes. You have got to be in it to win it. If you want to book a free table or tables for your displays and swap meet items, please contact the Parg secretary now before it is too late. Last year, we actually ran out of tables and had to ask people to BYO. For more information, go to the Parg website, www.parg.org.au. That web address again is www.parg.org.au. www.parg.org.au. It is going to be another great amateur radio event, so make a day of it in Mandurah on Saturday, February 15th.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, listeners. Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor. This week's helpline, the 19th of January. Very slow start of the year. Very few items again this week. Just one from me. I'm looking for some help, please, with my rotten Apple computer. It's an Apple laptop Pro, but just a rotten apple at the moment. Just one from me. I'm looking for some help, please, with my computer. For the last 6 or 8 months, I've been having trouble with email, as you probably already realise. I've mentioned it several times, and I'm still having trouble with it. I just want to find someone with a fine tuning tool about the size of an 8 kilo sledgehammer to do some fine tuning on my computer. to make it work on email a bit better. Does anyone know of anyone around town who is reliable and a good worker with Apple Mac Pro computers? It's a laptop. It's just a rotten apple, I call it. Finally succumbed to the point where I realise I need some help with this one. Does anyone have any information on anyone around town who's good with Apple Mac laptops? And if you do know, please get in contact with me. My email address, victor6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Phone number 0427-000-995. 0427-000-995. And that's about it for me for this week. If you have any items for next week, please contact me. That same email address applies, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And until then, good evening, good afternoon, good morning. This is Roy, VK6XRayVictor, VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. Thank you once again for listening. 7-3 from me, VK6XRayVictor.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the vk6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.